All right, hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to the Contemplation with Christoph, number 42. It's Tuesday. It's the best day of the week, and I'm so excited that you're here listening to yet another edition of the Christoph Lewis podcast. These are the contemplations, and then there's the conversations where I interview a guest. And like I said, I'm so happy that you're here. Everything in these episodes is directed towards finding, doing a career that you love, being happy in the moment, and showing you that your goals are possible through hard work and that we can help other people along the way. You can find this episode and all the other episodes on christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge, and you can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. I actually had a book challenge epiphany, and that was the last contemplation episode. I highly recommend you check that out. I found out some cool things just about how I was setting up my challenge and my goals in my life, and I found out something about my life, and it really was an epiphany, and it's changing how I approach a lot of things in my life. So that's the last contemplation. But last week I read You Are a Badass Every Day by Jen Sincero, and this week I'm reading A Failed State by Andrew Cousins. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 85 with Joshua Evans. He is the movement coach, and I had a wonderful conversation with him. Today, I'm going to speak to you about there's no figuring it out. And this was the second of two epiphanies that I had last week. So I will explain a lot more detail what I mean by there's no figuring it out. So let's get into it. All right, there's no figuring it out. The last few episodes I've recorded really helped lead me to this conclusion. I've talked to a lot of people recently and asked some more specific questions. So at the time of this episode airing, those episodes that I had recorded will not have come out yet because 85 came out yesterday. So as we get towards 90, you'll see what I mean. These will come out more and more, but it had to be captured in this episode because I couldn't keep it in any longer. But there is no point to where you figured life out. You may figure things out as you progress through this journey we call life, but check this out. Even if someone would get to a point where they quote unquote figured it out, that implies that they're done learning, that they're done being challenged, that they're done helping other people out. Let me expand. If you, again, quote unquote, figured out life and ceased to develop yourself and to continue to challenge yourself, then by default, you've ceased to continue helping out those around you because there is always someone in need or a way to help out others. My epiphany was that figuring it out just means to do the best that you can do every single day to continue to have a growth mindset, to make the best choices you can each day, and to help others in need. In other words, you can figure things out along the way, but there's no end point of having made it or figured it out. Too many times we get caught up, myself included, in thinking that we have to have this shit figured out. And this is especially the case because it's so easy to compare yourself to other people through social media. Even inadvertently, you see what other people are doing, you see what they have, you see where they're going. Even if you're not consciously comparing yourself, I believe that stays with you. It stays with me. We get that FOMO or fear of missing out, and we may think we're behind others that we see online and even in real life. But the truth is that you have no idea what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know if that happy couple put their last penny into that brand new house and now their house broke because they can't pay for anything else, or that flashy guy at work that has a fancy new car can barely pay his mortgage because he's in way over his head. All of these people look like they've figured it out and they don't have a stress in the world, but that's rarely the case. Some of them may be at different points in their lives, just as you are in yours and I am in mine. No one is ahead. No one is behind the next person. We're just all at different places in our lives. Two almost identical people with the same exact pay could be living completely different lives based on how they spend their money and how they choose to live their lives. It doesn't mean that one of them has things figured out. And furthermore, we are all so unique, so different, that even if there was a point of figuring it out, what that would look like, that figured out to one person wouldn't look like that to the next person right next to them in the same exact situation. So it's time for a recap. There are no such things as figured it out in totality, in relation to having it figured out, but there is such things as figuring things out as we continue to live this journey called life. Live your best life each day of your life. Continue to have a growth mindset. Make the best choices you can each day. Don't beat yourself up. Push yourself, but celebrate your victories and help your family, friends, and those in need. And if we choose to live this life, then we will continue to figure things out until the day we die. And on that day, we can die knowing that we've lived a full life for ourselves and those around us. All right, my friends, I genuinely hope that this episode helps shed some light, maybe take some pressure, some stress off of your shoulders a little bit, and be like, oh man, I've been stressing out about, I feel like I haven't figured it out, and it looks like everybody around me has figured it out. And I came to this epiphany last week, and it was an accumulation of a few conversations that I've had recently that haven't aired yet, and it relieved a lot of the stress that I have in my own life, because I'm just doing the best I can every single day, and I'm trying to make the best decisions I can, do what's best for me, do what's best for my family, and help as many people as I possibly can along the way. And that's all I can ask of myself. There is no, like, I've figured life out, that's it, pack up my bags, enjoy a Mai Tai on the beach for the rest of my life. That's not the life I want to live. I want to continue to be challenged, I want to continue to learn, and I want to continue to help people. And I just want to show you that it is possible to continue learning throughout your life. You don't have to have it figured out. You can figure things out along the way and live your life. Don't be so stressed out and enjoy your life. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. If you enjoy these episodes, it would mean a lot to me if you could rate on iTunes 5 stars and tell me what you like. And if you disagree with something and you feel like it deserves less than 5 stars, please contact me on Instagram, and I'd love to have a structured conversation about how I can improve and give a better product for you. And thanks for listening, but please don't only listen. You need to apply these things. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the best books, but it means nothing unless you apply it. So for today, if you go out there and you're scrolling on Instagram after this episode, or Facebook, or you go to work, and you're comparing yourself to other people and you think other people have it figured out, take a step back, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and remember this episode, and be like, I have no idea what's going on in these people's lives. And they have no idea what's truly going on in my life. And I'm just going to live my best life and do the best I can for me and those around me. All right, my friends, thank you so much, and have the best night ever.